Welcome to another edition of Tales of the Keg Craft Beer Conversations. Make sure you're following Tales of the Keg on Twitter and like us on Facebook. That way you'll always have the latest news on the Tucson craft beer scene, events, podcasts, and blogs.
You're listening to Tales of the Keg on ESPNTucson.com. I'm your host, Larry Mack. In the studio with me is Rocco from Rocco's Little Chicago Pizzeria right there on Broadway. And speaking of Broadway, Rocco, there's some stuff going on.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, tell me about it.
The Broadway widening has finally commenced. We have hopefully just less than 2 years of work being done, but right now it's a little bit to the west of our location, and we're going to still be open.
All right. So is there a special entrance way once it gets in front of you?
Well, that's to be determined.
Okay, TBD.
Right now we're clear traffic from Keno all the way to Country Club, so stop on by.
All right. So it's obviously February. This month is already starting to fly by.
Yep.
2020, you know, next thing you know, it'll be 2030. But it feels like that. But tell me a little bit, what you got on tap this month?
Well, usually in the winter, we talk about our darker beers, but, you know, there's always a sunny day or three in Tucson in the winter. And so we're still keeping with some of the nice blonde ales and lagers like Deschutes. Coronado from California has got the Salty Crew Blonde and local Dillinger Cerveza del Oro Golden Ale. So, and those grow great with pizza too. So that's for your non-challenged beer drinkers who want just like a nice crisp lager.
I like how you say non-challenged. What do you got for the challenged?
Oh,
what do you got challenging?
Well, I kind of always disparage the IPA thing because I think it's a little, or the hand has been played a bit much lately, but we've got some great ones in nowadays. Mm-hmm. Barrio's Safety Meeting Double IPA with Citra and Falconer's Flight Hops is really good. That's a local brew. Oscar Blues Cannabis Citra IPA is a good hazy we got on. I'm a big fan of the hazies. And Odell's Hammer Chain Double IPA is another strong option. We also got Odell's Wolf Picker Experimental IPA, which it's experimental because they have hop varieties that have not yet been named in this guy. Yeah. And it's supposed to have papaya, mango, and coconut overtones. And that's just from the hops. It's not from actually adding any fruit juices.
Oh, wow.
So that's, yeah, it's a lot of good stuff for your IPA lovers, of which there are many.
So you've got how many taps?
We just have six. So usually there's going to be one IPA or double IPA on tap.
All right. So what else you got on tap there? This
We still have, I might have the last keg in Southern Arizona of Tombstone's Blended Double Bock, because I went down there and got two of them recently. And I have one just sitting waiting to go on. So when our listeners hear this, check and see. We might have that guy on. And that's just a delicious strong beer. It's got some maple overtones. Delicious.
And they can check that on the app, right?
Yeah. Check out on Tap Hunter or on our new website. Also has a link to their Tap Hunter. So.
And your new website is?
It's still at roccoslittlechicago.com.
You updated it, though.
I did, yeah. We have a new server and stuff, and it looks pretty cool.
All right. So what else is going on over at Rocco's? Obviously, you got the growlers.
Yeah, if you find one of our six taps that you really like, a lot of these beers, you don't see them too often. So we do have a growler option for you to take one home with you.
So if somebody takes a growler home, on average, how long, I'm saying if they wanted to keep it in their fridge for a little bit and save it for a rainy day, how long can it last?
If you don't open it, it's probably about 48 hours.
Okay.
So if you open it, it starts going flat because it just doesn't have the, it starts to lose some of its bubbles. But that's just how it goes. Usually most people, they won't last too long. You know what I'm saying?
So 48 hour lifespan.
Yeah. And we still have a bunch of nice dark beers for you for your the occasional wintry or dreary day. And Dillinger, another local fave, has their Lady in Red Stout. And that's quite good. They sampled me on that recently. Breckenridge has always done well with their Vanilla Porter. That's one of the old beers from even the 90s. I think Breckenridge was doing that. And this version is an Imperial Vanilla Porter. So I don't know if it's barrel aged or something, but it's Imperial means strong and high alcohol and also high delicious. And here's one for you, Larry.
Can you taste the vanilla?
Oh, you can. You really can. Oh, wow. It's like a nice oaky vanilla dark beer with heavy mouthfeel. It's delicious. Here's one for you, for our Pink Floyd fans out there.
Uh-huh.
North Mountain in Phoenix is brewing a beer it's a Scottish ale, of course, called Grooving with a Pict. So if anybody has a dusty copy of Uma Guma from Pink Floyd in their cabinet, then they'll know what we're talking about.
So if I show up at Rocco's with my Pink Floyd mug, would you put that beer in there?
I would do it.
All right.
If that beer's on tap.
All right.
I'm just impressed you got a Pink Floyd mug. That's pretty cool.
I got three. Well, look at my arm. Come on. I got the tattoo.
There you go. So, okay. Cool.
Yeah. Favorite band. So what's that taste like, though?
Scottish ale is, it's kind of sweet, a little syrupy, mm-hmm. and has actually some of the overtones of scotch, so it'll be a little smoky, too.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, they're really, that's really a good style. It's and it goes pretty good with pizza, too.
Grooving with a Pict.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
It's another great beer from Phoenix. Just like Tucson, there's a bunch of great, great smaller breweries, and North Mountain's one of them.
And do you get a lot of their stuff?
I think this is our first try.
All right.
Yeah.
And you like it, obviously, or else you wouldn't have put it on.
This is a first try for everyone, so you guys can sample it with me.
All right. And what else is going on this month over at Rocco's Little Chicago Pizzeria?
We're just keeping our doors open for our lovely customers, and please don't get discouraged from the construction. We're going to be there doing the same stuff, and it's totally worth your visit, and I will make it good for you.
So it sounds like at this point the construction on Broadway is still a distance away from where you guys are located on
Absolutely,
Broadway.
Absolutely, yeah. It's down towards the west. It'll probably be moving towards us in 6 or 8 months. So,
all right, so your address is?
2707 East Broadway between Tucson and Country Club, north side of the street.
And your website is still rockoslittlechicago.com?
.com.
And then phone number, if somebody wants to give you guys a call and ask what's going on. And I just feel like I asked you a question that most people don't know their own phone number.
That's right.
I know I don't.
We're at 321-1860. That's 321-1860.
And today.
Yeah.
All right. Anything else going on as far as the food is all the same? I mean, it's always that same deliciousness that you always have there.
We're just focusing on a regular, excellent lineup of delicious foodstuffs and keeping it the same that everybody's enjoyed for the last 21 years, Lair.
So, Rocco, what night is your busiest night, if you had to say? I'm just curious.
Well, most restaurants, Friday and Saturday night, are the busy mm-hmm. nights. You know, everybody's unwinding, doesn't want to cook for themselves, and wants to come in, have a couple beers and a pizza, and just relax. So.
Is there a night during the week that is surprisingly busier than others?
It depends. You know, it's, again, the vagaries of the Tucson community are such that it depends on who decides to come sailing to Rocco's at the same time, just like any place. Sometimes you go to one of your favorite places on Tuesday and you're like, why is everybody here? And you just don't know.
Let's talk a little bit real quick, too. I know you got, obviously, the cooler. You got your kegs in there. Mm-hmm. But you have, what type of bottled beer do you have on tap? A bottled beer that you have on site?
Well, for years and years, we've had North Coast Old Rasputin. It's just people ask for it by name. It's an Imperial Stout from North Coast Brewery, obviously. And it cuts with the best of the English Imperial Stouts where the style originated. So we keep that around. We always keep the Dragoon IPA cans. It's basically, at this point, Tucson's beer. That's the beer that that's the go-to for most Tucson beer drinkers when they're serious beer drinkers.
And that's called again?
It's the Dragoon IPA from right down, right, not too far from the studios here.
All right.
And let's see what else we have. We always have Bud Light, which is another of Tucson's staple products, and Old Style cans, which Old Style is a Heilemann's product from the Midwest, mm-hmm. and it's just like in Dad's fridge if you're from the Chicago or Wisconsin area.
Even if you're from Ohio.
Although right now we can't get Old Style as we speak, and I ordered some hams, which is from the land of Sky Blue Waters.
Oh, so wow. There you go. Okay.
So we may still have a hams can or two when you come in, too.
All right, Rocco's Little Chicago Pizzeria. Rocco, thanks for coming in again. Anything else you want to hit before we sign off on this podcast?
No, but go Bears next year.
All right. Hey, once again, rocco'slittlechicago.com. Thank you, Rocco, for coming in.
All right, take care.
This is Tales of the Keg.
This has been another edition of Tales of the Keg Craft Beer Conversation. Make sure you're following Tales of the Keg on Twitter and like us on Facebook. That way you'll always have the latest news on the Tucson craft beer scene. Events, podcasts, and blogs. Remember, you can always go to ESPNTucson.com/Tales of the Keg for more.